Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Sunday morning online worship experience. Thank you so much for tuning in. And thank you so much for staying connected with us. We know that the past couple of weeks have been extremely difficult for all of us, but thank you so much for hanging in there, worshiping with us together, connecting with us together. I just got finished working outside today, and so, man, I was breaking a sweat nasty. I just got cleaned up, and then I just came to sit back outside so I could worship with you, connect with you, have church with you, the people that I love. Today's a big day. Today's the 13-year anniversary of the Water's Edge, our 13-year birthday, man. The Water's Edge has been in existence, and we've been loving people and ministering to people for the past 13 years. We launched in September of 2007 around the third weekend. And so today's around the third weekend, 13 years later in September, and we're celebrating our 13-year anniversary. Y'all pardon all this outside noise, man. It's right by the interstate. It's all kind of locusts kicking up right now, man. They're saying amen because they want to hear the word preached. But anyway, today I thought I'd do something a little bit different and fun with you. Today I want to share with you 13 lessons that I've learned while doing church with you at the Water's Edge over the past 13 years. 13 lessons that God has taught me and probably many of you at the Water's Edge over the past 13 years. You've heard me say so many times that you and I have to be very careful what we think about and what we focus on in our mind. Because what we think about and what we dwell on and focus on is always going to determine where our life ultimately ends up and the choices that we make. And so if we think too much about the future and the what-ifs of the future, what if this goes wrong? What if that goes wrong? What if I lose this? What if I lose that? What if this tragedy happens? What if this adversity happens? If you and I think too much about the what-ifs of the future, then all that's going to do is produce more fear and more anxiety in our life. Fear and anxiety is produced in our life when we always dwell on the what-ifs, the uncertain what-ifs of the future. But also, if you think too much about your past, if you look back too often, if you think too much, if you dwell too much about what's behind you, then all that's going to do is produce more guilt and more regret in your life because you're thinking so much about your failures. You're thinking all the time, you're dwelling too much on those things that you could have done, that you should have done, the mistakes that you've made. And so if you think too much about the future, it's just going to produce more fear and anxiety in your life. But if you think too much about the past, it's just going to produce more guilt and more regret in your life. And so the challenge is to focus on the present. The challenge is to think about and to let your mind dwell on what's going on right now in your life and what God's doing in your life right now, to focus on and to think about God and the kingdom. That's the challenge. Notice this verse. Notice what Paul says in Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 2, and I'm reading out of the New Living Translation. He says, "Since you've been raised to new life with Jesus Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of the earth." And so thinking too much about the future and the what ifs will paralyze your life with more fear and more anxiety. And thinking too much about the past and all the mistakes of the past will paralyze your life with way too much guilt and just more regret in your life. And so the challenge is to always think about what God's doing in your life right now. Focus on God right now. Focus on His kingdom right now. Focus on opportunities to serve God right now. Focus on being available to God right now. Focus on the present. But sometimes it is okay and it is good to look back and to learn. But the only time that's really healthy for you and I to do that is when you and I are in a place in our life where we're willing to learn from our past. And honestly, that's the perfect time. When you're at a place in your life where you can learn from your past, then it's okay to look back. Because if you're looking back with the intent to learn and to not go back, and to make sure that your next time doesn't look like your last time, and to make sure that you don't repeat those same mistakes and those same failures and those same regrets and those same adversities in your life. If you're at a place where you can humbly learn from your past, then it's okay to look back. So with that in mind, I want us to look back over the past 13 years in humility and with excitement also too as we look forward. But I want us to look back over the past 13 years and I want us to identify 13 things that we've learned over these past 13 years. The first thing that I've learned is this, and this is so important. The best way to hear from God is to have a daily time with God. Before we started the Water's Edge Church, I wanted to make sure that God was calling me to do that. This was around 06. And I remember for a solid year, every single night I would get by myself on my knees in my living room and I would pray and I would spend time with God. And if you really want to hear from God, the best way to do that is to spend time with Him. I'm sorry, I just shook the camera. Is to spend time with Him and also to spend time in His Word. If you really want God to speak to you, He gave you a whole Bible filled with His words. All we have to do is just read it and dive into it. And I remember when I was really struggling if God wanted me to start the Water's Edge or not, I wouldn't just pray and then just kind of wait for a feeling or wait for some sort of impression. I would search the Bible. Day and night, I would search the Bible for a personal word in God's written word. And I remember one night, I turned off the TV and I said, God, I need you to show me tonight from the Bible if you want me to start the Water's Edge Church or not. Opened up my Bible to Luke chapter 5. The whole chapter spoke to me. You've heard me share this story before. But the first few passages in Luke chapter 5 is when Jesus meets his first disciples. And it says that he met them, Peter, James, and John, at the water's edge, at the edge of the water, at the edge of the lake. And I thought, oh man, is that a coincidence or is God speaking? And then God calls Levi or Matthew to be his disciple. And God says, your ministry is going to be to those people that no one else wants. And then Jesus heals a leper. And I felt like God said, your ministry, the ministry of the water's edge, is going to be to those people that everyone else has cast aside. And then the last passage in Luke chapter 5 is when Jesus says, don't put new wine into old wineskins, put new wine into new wineskins. And it was that passage that God spoke to my heart in a very personal way and says, step out on faith and start a new work, start a new church. But God spoke to me in a personal way through His written word. And so the first lesson that I've learned over the past 13 years is if you really want to hear from God, then spend daily time with God. The second lesson is this: serving people with no agenda is one of the most authentic ways to share God's love with people. I cannot tell you how many people over the past several years has visited our church, and people still visit our church, and people will continue to visit our church simply because we showed up to a neighborhood, or we organized a feeding project, or we went into a neighborhood and we gave stuff away and we loved on people and we shared God's love with people. I can't tell you how many times people have visited our church and they still visit our church simply because they knew that we were serving our community with no agenda, with no strings attached. And people would even show up and say, the reason why we're visiting the Water's Edge is because we believe that y'all are doing good and y'all don't have anything up your sleeve. Y'all don't have any agenda. Y'all are just simply putting your faith into action, and we believe that's what Christians are supposed to do. And so, man, the church shines when we serve people in humility with no agenda. Number three, setbacks are always opportunities for a comeback. The past 13 years, I cannot tell you how many setbacks we faced at the Water's Edge. We faced numerous financial setbacks. We've been through hurricanes, we've been through evacuations, we've been through COVID, we've been through the whole virus shutdown, we've been through all types of things, and then now our buildings being damaged, our homes are damaged because of this hurricane that was just catastrophic. But if I've learned one thing over the past 13 years, when we face a setback, it's just an opportunity for us to come back and to come back strong. And I fully believe that as we start to rebuild and recover through all of this, in fact, next week, I'm going to start a brand new series called Together We Rebuild. And it's going to bring us hope and excitement and inspiration. But if there's one thing I've learned about the church, when we face a setback, we're going to come back, and that comeback is going to be strong. And I love that. Number four. People show up to places when they know that they're loved and they're welcomed. I've had pastors contact me through the years saying, man, what are y'all doing over there at the Water's Edge? How do y'all get people to show up? And why are people so excited? And why do people show up on Sundays to serve and to volunteer? And I always tell them, it's amazing what happens when you put the word out that everyone's welcomed and everyone's loved no matter what. And people look at me like, really? And I'm like, it's amazing who's going to show up when you let them know that everyone is welcome, no matter what, everyone is accepted, and everyone is loved, no matter what. When you let people know that, it's amazing People show up. People like to show up to places where they feel loved and being welcomed. Who would have thought? But at the water's edge, we're never going to stop loving. We're never going to stop accepting. We're never going to stop welcoming people. That's who we are. That's why people show up. Number five, taking a risk is necessary if you want to accomplish a vision. I want you to think about something right now in your daily life. Right now, there's two types of people that work. Number one, there's people that get up every single morning and they go work for somebody who took a risk and started their own company, started their own business, whatever it is. So you have people that wake up every day and they work for somebody that took a risk. And then you have people that wake up every day and they work for themselves because they took a risk. If you have a vision, like at the water's edge, we have a vision. And we had a vision before the church started. Love God, love people, serve the city. We're gonna be a church that unchurched people and de-churched people love to come to. We're gonna be a church that people who've been hurt by church love to come to. That was our vision. We're gonna love God, we're gonna love each other, and we're gonna serve the city with no strings attached. That's our vision. But to make it happen, we had to step out and take a risk. We had no finances, we had no buildings, we had no congregation. We just had 15 people, 15 volunteers at the beginning. Now we have 1,500. We had 15 people that were willing to step out and took a risk. Some people moved from out of town to Lake Charles just to help us start the church. Anytime you have a vision, it's never gonna happen unless you step out and take a risk. Some of you have personal visions in your life right now to start a business, to be an entrepreneur, to start a nonprofit, to do something big for the community. It'll never happen unless you take a risk. You have to be willing to take a risk. Number six, I've learned this, be specific when you pray. Every time I pray, I'm specific. And being specific when I pray helps me understand and learn the will of God, because when I'm specific and I pray and I ask for something and it doesn't happen, that doesn't mean that God told me no. It just means that I discovered that God's will was something different, and so I pray different. But I always pray specifically. The land that our church is on right now, I would drive by that land and I would stretch my hand out over that land for years, and I would pray, God, give us a church right here. God, let us build a church right here. And you know what? God allowed us in a very miraculous way to build a church on the land that we're at right now. But it started with us leaders just driving by and just praying specifically, God, give us this land, give us this land. And he did. Pray specifically. And if you do and it doesn't happen the way you prayed, it doesn't mean that God's against you. It just means that you discover that God's will is something different, and so now you can pray differently. Prayer is a discovery, but you have to be specific. Number seven, church is more effective when we focus on helping people. When I prepare my sermons, I always prepare my sermons to be helpful. To help you in your relationships, in your finances, in your faith, in your daily struggles, in your addictions, in your battles. The content that we put out, we want to help you live the Bible. We don't want to just give you information. But we also want to help people in counseling. That's why we feed people, because we want to help people. The church is at its best when it focuses on helping people. Every ministry that we do is focused on helping people. Number eight, this is a tough one. Relationship turmoil is why most people are unhappy today. Most people are unhappy right now. Some of you are unhappy right now because of your relationships and the turmoil in those relationships. The majority of the New Testament, even the entire Bible, was given to us so you and I can learn how to properly relate to other people, not just go to heaven one day. Almost every single verse in the New Testament was given to you and I so we can learn how to love other people properly, and how to react to other people properly, and how to relate to other people properly. And it's no surprise to me that people are unhappy today because they don't follow God's advice and they have relationship turmoil in their life. That's why people are unhappy. Number nine, selfishness is why most relationships have turmoil. So most people are unhappy because they're in relationship turmoil, and most of those relationships are in turmoil because people are selfish. You wanna be happy today? Stop being selfish. By the way, studies and statistics tell us that the happiest people in the world are people who serve and volunteer, people who serve others. The happiest people in the world are people who volunteer to serve others. Selfishness is why we have turmoil in our relationships. Turmoil in our relationships is why we're unhappy. You want to be happy? Stop being selfish. Amen. Number 10. This one's kind of funny. This year, on December the 31st, New Year's Eve, I will not celebrate with my friends and family on going into a new year. This year, on December the 31st, New Year's Eve, when it gets close to midnight, I'm simply going to bow my head and I'm going to thank God that 2020 is over. This year's been crazy, so I'm not going to celebrate going into 2021. This year on New Year's Eve, I'm just going to pray and say, hey, God, thank you that this past year, 2020, is over. Number 11, this is what I've learned. The church is resilient. Man, we've been through a lot this year. The church has been through a lot this year, from not being able to meet for months and months and months because of a sickness that's going around and us trying to help each other and protect each other. But yet we're still going strong. We haven't stopped feeding people. We haven't stopped serving people. We haven't stopped loving people. We haven't stopped ministering with people. And even though worship looks a little bit different, we haven't stopped worshiping with each other. It's been cool. Number 12, the church is creative. Man, the very fact that we're still going right now as a church, and all churches right now, even in our area, are still going and we're still worshiping, means that we're creative. We've never had to worship like we're worshiping right now, but we're doing it. And I've been brainstorming, and I think I've come up with some pretty cool ideas. Once we get past all this hurricane cleanup, man, it's going to be awesome. But even so, on Sunday mornings right now, if you're in town, we're still having church. We're going out to people's yards and into the city, and we're cleaning, and we're serving. So join us this coming Sunday morning if you want to. Man, shoot me an email. We'll put you on the list. But who would have ever thought that just showing up on somebody's yard on Sunday morning with chainsaws is church? But that's church, and it's fun, too. Church is creative. Number 13, our last one for today. People long to live for something bigger than themselves. At the water's edge, we're always going to focus on giving people the opportunity to live for something much bigger than themselves. And that's loving God, loving people, and serving the community. Man, we love you. Happy birthday to the water's edge. Thank you so much for tuning in today. And let me just say this. No matter what we face, we're going to hang in there, man. And I cannot wait to finally see you in person. We love you. Have a good week.
We want to thank you so much for taking time out of your Sunday to join us for our online experience. If you don't already, give us a follow on social media. We're on Facebook at Water's Edge Gathering, and we're also on Instagram at Water's Edge_LC. And don't forget the church app, where you can give online, listen to all of Pastor Tony's messages, and listen to all the latest worship. We love you guys. Happy 13th anniversary. We hope you guys have a great, great week.